We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:15 and a half, Friday, September 17th, day 19 of the Ida recovery. Some storms around, highs of 86. Could be that way through the weekend. Thankfully, a cold front comes through on Thursday that's going to dry it out and cool it off, but can't come soon enough for the people of Lafourche Parish and the other hard-hit areas as they deal with rain and leaky roofs and so forth. Archie Chasson joins us now, our friend, president of Lafourche Parish, to give us our daily report on Lafourche. How you doing, Archie?
I'm calling it Fired Up Friday, Tommy. That's what we're going with today.
I like it. Tell me why you fired up.
So, you know, there's no easier way to tick off a parish president than to put him on a phone call with FEMA. But, you know, we're having this Congressman Steve Scalise, and I want to thank him for putting together this call with myself, President Dove over in Terrebonne, Guy McGinnis, Kirk Lapine, Robbie Miller up in Tangi, to talk about like long-term sheltering. And, you know, I've talked about this for a couple of days now on the radio about trying to get FEMA off of square one, about what are we going to do to help, you know, put our residents in something more permanent than a bridge house, a moldy home, family and friends, wherever they're at. So Mayor Carmondale from Grand Isle was on that call as well, and he asked FEMA about this pod of trailers that apparently is in Alexandria, just sitting there doing nothing. And the guy from FEMA, who's out of Region 6, out of Denton, Texas, says, well, we don't really have 200 of them. You know, we're getting them back from other places. We're cleaning them, and we're looking for a place to put them. And I pretty well lost it on the phone, Tommy, because if you're going to tell me you're looking for a place to put them when you had five parish presidents and two mayors screaming and begging at you that we could take anything you can send us to help our people right now, it was a damn shame.
It's ridiculous is what it is. You know, somebody texted in, morning TGIF, Tommy, please ask Archie Chasson about his video that's gone viral from his four parish press conference. I presume that's what you're referring to?
That's exactly right. And it just so happened, you know, the office I sit in when I do a lot of these calls has a big window, and it's right on the side of our EOC. And somebody heard me when I started to get loud, and they walked in and they actually videoed the part of the phone conversation when I'm yelling at FEMA yesterday. And it went viral last night because I wanted to post it, not that I wanted to be a typical politician and get a whole bunch of attaboys, right? It was to show the people of Lafourche what we're dealing with, and that we are actually every day yelling at people on the phone trying to get them help.
Where can we find it, Archie?
I can send it to your text line, Tommy. But if you go to parish's Facebook page,
well, tell you what, hang on, Tim's
Facebook page.
Tim's gonna give you my. Okay, I'll look at. Well, I don't do that Facebook thing. Hang on, Tim's gonna give you my cell phone number, and you can text it to me. I'd like to see it. Anyway,
awesome.
So what was the result of the conversation, Archie? Did they realize how stupid that sounded? Did he retract? Did he say, well, that's a good idea?
So believe it or not, Tommy, this was the sad part. It was crickets on the end of the phone. I guess I caught him off guard. And then the little guy, the guy from FEMA who was actually moderating the call, literally said, okay, who's the next parish president we need to hear from? And then we moved on. And it got hammered on again and again from Guy McGinnis, from Kirk Lapine, from Robbie, from Cynthia Lee Shang over in Jefferson. And Congressman Scalise kept pushing him. And the whole point of this call was to try to figure out some type of timeline, what their timeline was. Because, look, we've given them places to put, you know, big modular HUD mobile home units. We've given them places for trailers. We've told them, if you give me the trailers and get out of the way, we will set them up for people in their driveways. I can go through our permitting office and do that all day long. I just need the units. And they kept dodging the question about what the timeline is. So I talked to Congressman Scalise again last night about 8 or 8:30, I guess. And we're going to do this whole call again probably early next week. We're gonna package up some information that we know we've sent to FEMA and get that to the congressman's office. And try to do this again every few days to push them, because I don't want to do it every 2 weeks, because in 2 weeks I'm way past the point of no return. You know, I still have 85 people in a shelter. I still have, again, I have a guy who works for me, who busts his butt every day for me, you know, fixing pumps, getting bridges back operational so we can light traffic a little easier. And at night he goes sleep in one of these bridge houses because that's the only place he has to lay his head because he lost everything. And that to me is, again, just unacceptable that FEMA won't recognize the plight of what's happened down here.
It is, Archie, and that's why we're going to continue to talk to you and our friend Nick Hunter from Lake Charles, because people get, and it's just human nature, right? And I'm not calling anybody out, but people are upset and they empathize till they get their power back. Then they kind of move on, and they don't realize that in Lafourche Parish, over almost 17,500 people still don't have power, and this is day 19 into this thing. But yet they continue to try, or at least customers, not people, they continue to try to work through all of this. And I would like to ask you, when we come back here, are you getting any help from the delegation? Is there any way to cut through this bureaucratic bullcrap, or do senators and representatives find themselves stymied as well? 721, we're talking to Archie Chasson about trying to get some help from FEMA. What did you call it again, Archie? A Fired Up Friday? 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Archie Chasson, Parish President of Lafourche Parish. Archie, I asked you before we went to the break about the congressional delegation having any success in cutting through all this FEMA bureaucratic bullcrap, which is what it is. And somebody texted in and said, you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. And so, you don't have to kiss FEMA's rear end to get them to do their job, do you?
No, and I'm not, Tommy. I mean, I get that concept, but in this particular case, when you have the FEMA administrator from Region 6 saying, we have some trailers, we're just looking for a place to put them, I lost it for a second. I apologized to the congressman last night when he called me, and he said the same thing. You know, Archie, sometimes you got to yell to get your point across. It was what it was. When you tell them you have stuff and you're just not sending it because you're looking for a place to put them, it's just asinine, right? But, you know, Congressman Scalise, Congressman Graves, both Senators Cassidy and Kennedy have been here multiple times. I talk to Steve probably a couple of three times a week, and in between I'm talking to his local staff and his staff in D.C. So they're working their tails off. And FEMA, at the end of the day, I think FEMA recognizes it, because when you have the minority whip on the phone, they know that at some point he's writing some checks for you.
Right.
And if they hope to get anything, sometimes, you know, and that's more of a national politics game that I really try to stay out of. But I think at some point FEMA recognizes that if you have congressmen calling, then stuff needs to get done.
What about Cedric Richmond? He's right next to the president. You would think that he'd be able to, maybe the president can do something about this. What are you hearing from him?
So there were a bunch of text chains after that call yesterday, and I do know Cedric knows about what happened on the call. I ended up talking to Zach Butterworth, who works in Cedric's office, last night about 6:30. So the point made its way up to the White House, and that was the other point a lot of us made on the call was, you know, again, a lot of this I think was a dog and pony show for the president. But he came down here. They flew him over Grand Isle. They flew him over Port Fouchon. They flew him over South Lafourche. He landed at the airport. He got off the plane, and he and the FEMA administrator shook our hands. You know, me, Gordy, Chet, Mayor Carmadale, Mayor Kerner looked us in the eye and said, "We're going to take care of you." Well, if you're going to take care of us, Mr. President, then get off your duff and take care of us. Telling me 30 days until you can get me assets here for people to have some type of livable quarters ain't taking care of me. So, again, we're working all the channels we can, and we're not going to give up the fight until we get to the finish line.
I can't disagree with you, Archie, and I know, you know, the federal government's it's an aircraft carrier, not a speedboat when it comes to moving around. But, you know, if the forces, the full power of the federal government can't do anything better or quicker than get you some kind of housing or some kind of help in 30 days, that's just sad. I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah, and look, Tommy, we're making great strides in every other area, right? Our water system's back up and running. Our electrical grid is coming back up. Parts of South Lafourche got some power last night. We powered up Lady of the Sea Hospital in Galliano, which is a major milestone. A lot of our critical infrastructure, our critical manufacturing people like Bollinger Shipyards, who build Coast Guard cutters for the federal government, should have power by the end of the weekend, let their workforce go back to work. We have a chemical plant in Valentine that's going to come back online pretty soon. So we're making good strides everywhere else. This is the cog in the wheel.
Real quick, what do you want to leave the people of Lafourche Parish with for the weekend?
keep praying. We're going to keep fighting here for you, and we'll get through this, and we'll see them on the other side.
I hear you. Thank you, Archie. Have a good weekend, man. Hang in there, all right?
Thanks, Tommy.
We'll talk to you Monday. Archie Chasson, and President Lafourche Parish. When we come back, we're going to have a segment of Managing Your Money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, about home equity lines of credit. And if you find yourself with a big deductible and storm damage and you can't meet the deductible, what are you going to do? Well, maybe home equity line of credit could be the answer. We'll find out when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.